Stacey and Jay Spoo.
It's at the Ensemble Hit Music Station. Hang out with your two besties all the way till 6 p.m. That's Stacey and Jay Spoo. Hello. Wednesday's almost done and dusted, but before we dust it up, let's
dust
talk
it up.
Dust it. Is that the right phrase? How would you say it?
Don't we dust things off?
Dust it off.
What in the Mr. Min? Anyway, we're moving on.
Anyways, it's Wednesday, guys. And on Wednesday, today, we're going to have a discussion around the most valuable thing that you lost. And I'm going to speak very slowly because clearly English is not on my side this hour.
Today.
Manje. So this is being called probably the most daring art heists in history, right? It happened in Paris.
Oui.
At a Paris museum. And how they went about it is what everyone's talking about.
Incredible.
Because everyone's like, how? How did you do that? No trace, bypassing security, walking away with priceless millions.
Guys, it's just a matter of time. I'm guessing maybe 6 months until we get the Netflix documentary.
Yeah, it's coming up.
And you know there'll be a movie and Kevin Hart will be starring in it and directing it. So stay tuned for that. However, in the spirit of that, obviously, none of us own anything that's worth millions of anything, right? But there is inevitably going to be something that at some point you owned, that you loved. Hey, you loved this thing. This was the most precious thing to you. It was sentimental, maybe. Maybe it was quite expensive at the time. And you were like, this is important. And then, poof, it disappeared. You lost it. Your friend was like, I'll just take it for this event. And they never gave it back. Gabby, you know, like whatever that particular thing was.
Stacey, you want to talk more
Gabby
about
Lipman?
Gabby? You want to have a conversation about Gabby Lipman?
She knows. She knows what
she's on Facebook, right? We can find
her. Oh, yes, you can. Okay, ask her to bring my bracelet back.
Gabby Lipman, please bring Stacey's bracelet back.
Attention, Gabby Lipman, you're a thief. Okay, so anyway, but at some point, you lost something, somebody borrowed it, it wasn't returned, you went on a trip, you lived in the hotel room, whatever that particular thing was, maybe a family keepsake, an heirloom, something. We want to know if you have ever lost something that was super, super important to you.
Yeah, so we're talking big losses, the little heartbreaks, and the lessons that came with them. What's the most valuable thing that you've ever lost? Call us right now, 087-086-9495. Otherwise, you can send a voice note to 061-792-9495. Gabby Lipman, please, attend the things. So who do we have on the line?
We have Lena up first. Hello, my Lena.
That's it.
Oh, wow, my favorite radio station. Hi.
How's it, Lena? Talk to us about the most valuable thing that you've lost.
Oh, I lost my wedding ring. It was a night of disaster.
I'd say.
How?
Yes.
How, Lena, did you lose it?
Yeah, we were walking, we did our monthly groceries, and we were carrying very heavily packets. And those days, there was no bags, it was plastic packets.
Yeah.
And then we had to pass this dense, like a little bush or forest, you can say. And on the other end was the gangsters we were also running away from. So I was keep on changing my packets from this hand to that hand.
Oh.
And I knew I lost something because the packet broke. But I couldn't mention it at that time. So when I got home, I did mention it to my husband. And Simon was too late because when we went back, it was also rainy.
Yeah.
When we went back,
How did he feel about it?
Yeah, and you know what? He didn't ever buy me. He said, no, you're jealous. You'll never buy me a wedding ring until I lost him. He died January. He still didn't buy it. Yeah, man.
Oh, my Lena. Oh, man.
Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing, and thank you for having the confidence to come on the radio to share that story, Cam.
Lots of love to you, Malina, babes.
Thank you. Cam. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Malachi. Malachi, good afternoon, and welcome to East Coast Red. How are you doing, buddy?
Hi there. I'm great. How are you guys?
Hey, we're good, man. You sound like you've lost things. Many things.
You're like, I'm just going to pick top three. So Malachi, tell us, what did you misplace?
Okay, guys, you know when you're a child, right?
Yeah.
And toys seem like the most expensive things on the planet to you. My cousin had a Nintendo, like little Nintendo console.
Ah,
I didn't have one. She had one. And that meant that whenever she wasn't there, I had a Nintendo console, right?
Obviously, yes. Logic, yes. Yeah, with you.
Right? And so that means I took my quote-unquote Nintendo console to church just to show off to other people.
Amen.
Of course.
Yeah,
you must do so.
Yes, yeah.
And then I didn't come back home with it. And she was like, where's my Nintendo? I was like, I don't know. What happened to it?
Yeah, it's not mine.
Wait. Yeah? Wait. Malachi, did...
I mean, we don't talk anymore, so maybe that's...
I was going to say, Malachi, did you ever cop to the fact that it was you?
Yeah.
You left it in the presence of Brad G's home. You know what I mean? You literally took
I'm
it to church.
I'm terrible at lying. She found out like 10 minutes later that I took it.
Swak.
Oh, shame. Yeah.
Well, shout out. Hey, cuz.
Yeah, that's
hey,
not gonna, that's not going to mend the relationship. It's game over. Ah!
Womp, womp, womp. Michelle Maestri on our Facebook page saying, a gold and diamond cluster set. It's giving the Louvre. Ring, pendant, chain that mom gave me for matriculating. It was more sentimental than valuable.
Jeez, that's sad. That's sad.
And then Graham saying, my drum kit. Found out. It's difficult to lose a drum kit, but he later found out much later that his late brother sold them for, as he has called it, the green grass of home, in brackets, the illegal years.
He's killing me, as man.
But that's your brother.
Yeah.
Brothers, your cousins.
Brothers will do things, bro. Let's hop it over to Chris. What have you lost?
Hey, guys. This was a story about something that was lost and then it was found.
Okay.
I thought it was quite a... be fitting for this topic. My mom, it was a ring, just like this other lady has mentioned. Her diamond fell out of her ring and it fell into the grass, so you know, the sort of driveway middle manicure grass thing, and into the abyss, and we couldn't find it. But I was about 10 back then, and I think I was so determined to help and prove that I could find this for my mom. And I probably spent about 3 hours sifting through the grass and the sand, and eventually I did find it for her. So proud little moment there for little Lachie.
Go, baby Chris!
Nice.
Yes.
Back in the day.
Shout out, man. So what did you lose? What's the most valuable thing that you've lost? 061-792-9495. Otherwise, call us on 087-9495.
Hey, Stacey and Jay Spoo. It's Michelle. What I lost was not only valuable, it was sentimental. Mums gifted me a gold and diamond cluster set for matriculating just before the Kazi's besties and I left to Lugs to celebrate. So to prevent my jewelry from being stolen, I put the ring and pendant together on the gold chain and wrapped it around my wrist like a bracelet, only to later realize it was no longer on my wrist. I literally cried while searching the grass, retracing my steps, but couldn't find my lost jewelry.
What's happening, Stacey and Jane, all on the East Coast, all you lovely people. So guys, funny story. The one day I left my laptop on top of the car and I was looking for something in my pockets and then jumped in while I was on the phone and clean forgot to take my laptop and put in the car. People hooted at me while I was driving, got to where I was going, trying to find my laptop, no laptop. Moral of the story, don't talk on the phone while laptoping.
Stays in Cebu, this is Dawnie from Potchefstroom. A pendant with a gold pendant with my name on it that my hubby bought for me that we lost when we lived with my mum when we were younger. And then I found it 15 years later. I just walked over the same spot and there it was just lying. So 15 years later and it miraculously, and I was so heartful, just lying there after looking for it almost 15 years.
Damn, that's lucky.
That's incredible.
That's a beautiful story right there. Imagine!
That is a decade and a half later.
Yeah, no. That's the higher power right there.
That's it. It was meant for you, my Dawns. Thank you very much to everybody for sharing your stories. Taryn on our Facebook page also saying that her boyfriend once bought her a white drawstring bracelet and she was wearing it for 2 weeks straight. She goes on to say, and then one day I woke up and it wasn't on my wrist. I still don't know what happened. It's giving sketchy bongo.
It's giving heist.
Was Gabby close to where you were, babes? We must investigate.
I'm surprised no one said their boyfriend.
Stacey and Chase Boo.
I'll be by your side.
Weekdays 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.